Unit 13. Combating the Summer Heat. Summer, which extends from mid-June to the end of September, can be unbearably hot and humid in some parts of China. Before the advent of modern air conditioning, the Chinese resorted to other methods to stay cool. One inexpensive way was using a fan. Scholars and intellectuals preferred folding paper fans. Light in weight and easy to carry around, these folding fans were often works of art, as well as highly functional objects. In fact, fan paintings were prized possessions among Chinese men of letters. Women's fans were oval-shaped and made of paper, silk, or feathers. They were often painted as well. Banana trees and legendary beauties were favorite subjects. Today, air conditioners are becoming more and more common, yet many Chinese still find fans indispensable. Moreover, not everyone can afford an air conditioner. Chinese who live in crowded, poorly ventilated old quarters sit under shady trees, playing cards or chatting with their neighbors, trying to catch the cool evening breezes as the sun sets. In addition, all Chinese enjoy popular summer drinks, such as ice-cold mung bean soup, and, especially in the south, barley tea. Those lucky enough to live near the coast take to the beaches in droves. Swimming pools and water parks with various rides are also popular destinations, especially for families with children. Forms of address. Unlike Americans, most Chinese are not on a first-name basis with many other people. Personal names alone are rarely used. In the U.S., they are called first names, but remember that in China, the family name is spoken first. It's considered impolite to address one's superior by his or her personal name. The usual practice is to use the official position or title plus the family name, for example, Principal Tian, Manager Liu, etc. Similarly, the personal pronoun
你,
you, is best avoided when talking to one's superior. The more formal
您
is preferred. Depending on their respective ages, co-workers commonly address each other by adding either
老,
meaning old, or
小,
meaning young, to the family name. Personal names are reserved for intimate friends and family members. However, even younger siblings are discouraged from using their older brothers and sisters' personal names. Instead, they say
哥哥,
elder brother, or
姐姐,
elder sister. In other words, hierarchy and the nature of the relationship play an important role in determining how one refers to or addresses someone else. Also, as in the U.S., it's a good idea to avoid using the third-person singular pronoun
他,
he, or she, if the person in question is present.